Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. Well, thank you, Dan, for having me on the podcast. My name is Anu Luthra. I'm the CEO and founder of Lumera. I'm currently living in Ontario, Toronto, Canada. And Lumera is the company that I started, which we make natural, eco-friendly, non-toxic household cleaners, specifically right now in the laundry sector.
Awesome. So like, what gave you the idea to actually like build out this product and start this company?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's quite different than my background. I actually have a background in finance, and that's been my career path for a very long time. Just to kind of give a little bit of history, I actually grew up in the States, and I grew up in a retail environment. So I was, I'm an immigrant, but I'm also the daughter of immigrants. So we, you know, for us, we had a family business, and my first exposure to entrepreneurship is my mom. She literally started a turnkey operation, really made it very successful. So that kind of set the stage for everything. And then after grad school, I was absolutely like most kids who grew up in a retail environment, especially a family one, they want to go in the opposite direction. So that's exactly what I did. I ended up in finance. And the day I started, I knew this was in New York. I knew that this is not for me. However, I had no idea what to do. And I was, you know, being a grad student with tremendous amount of grant loans and debt, I said, well, I don't really have a choice. So I stayed in that career for a very long time. A couple of years after, I was actually about 3 or 4 years after working in New York, ended up moving to Toronto. I had met my husband. We decided to move to Toronto. He was from Toronto and is obviously still is from Toronto. And again, went to a familiar path, which was again in finance. So to get to an entrepreneurship, it was a very complex process, but at the same time, it was pretty simple because the structure that I had growing up was always in business. So it really opened my eyes of what business should be and the expectation. So when I was ready to take the leap of faith, it wasn't so foreign to me. It wasn't where I was so afraid of what is that world going to look like? Because again, that's something I was already familiar with. And it really was how I started was I just got to a point where I could not deny the fact that I'm in the wrong career. And I could never figure out what it was that I needed to be in. And having a very strong entrepreneurship as my background and being that type of person, I knew that I really need to take a good overview of what my strengths are and focus on that. And I started off with creating a product, which eventually led to creating Lumera. And then within that grew to where we have the natural line. And that is our primary focus now.
Awesome. So in terms of your product today, like obviously it's like a natural product. So how else are you able to differentiate yourself? Because you are in a very competitive space, obviously. So what does that look like for you?
So it's a great question. Thank you. You're right. It is a very competitive space. But at the same time, I believe that every space is competitive. So it's we're not going to be the exception to that. What I think that makes us stand out as a company and as a brand is a couple of things. One is the quality of our product. Two is the affordability of our product. And three is the performance of our product. And a lot of people and a lot of consumers are becoming more and more aware about toxins, especially, you know, we've done it for, you know, consumers have done it for, you know, makeup and food and household cleaners is just starting to kind of expand where people are like much, much more aware of what they're washing their clothes in. You know, what is greenwashing? What is the you know, what are products that really work versus the toxic products? conventional product.
No, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, for sure. It's definitely, more and more people are gearing towards like natural, cleaner products. And I guess like in terms of your business today, are you mostly direct to consumer? Are you in retail, hospitality? What does that look like for you?
So I think for us, and I believe that like for most businesses, you have to do both buckets, meaning you have to be direct to consumer, and at the same time you have to be in retail. And the reason is because when you're looking at from a customer's perspective, if you want to grab or really go after certain types of customers, we don't shop in one silo anymore. We shop both in a retail space, but we also shop online. Very convenient. So as a business, you have to take that into consideration. So we do direct to consumer. We do it on various online platforms. We do it on our website. And then we are also in retail. So we're in retail in Canada. We're expanding more and more every day. And then we're expanding into the US, which to me is it's just coming home. But we're expanding more and more into the US too.
For sure. And obviously retail can be tricky. So how do you get like user adoption in retail? Do you give out like samples, things like that, or how you really get people to even try your products?
That's always a challenge. Once they try it, I've always believed that once, and I've seen it with our customer retention, is that once they try our products, they really see the value, they see the performance, and they see the fact that it's clean ingredients. To get them to try the products, it's been a journey and a lot of learning on my part. But I'll just take retail versus online, because I think online there's a lot more accessibility. But in retail, you really have to, it's challenging because to connect to the consumer, it's not really feasible all the time. Meaning the customer who's going into a retail location, they're not your customer. They're the retailer's customer. So the best way to connect with those customers is by offering coupons, offering promotions, especially for the first little while you're building up that customer base or the retailer's customer base to buy your product. Doing flyers, whatever the promotion, marketing promotions that the retailer really believes in and wants you to participate in, I would strongly suggest always doing that. We do demos. We go to consumer shows. When we're at consumer shows, we're always talking about a product. We give out coupons that are specific to specific retailers. And then when we're doing demos, which are in-store demos, we're talking about the product, we're showing the product, its performance, giving samples, and really started engaging in consumers and really making them aware that this is our product, but we're actually available in their retail location.
Awesome. And then in terms of D2C, like, are you guys running ads currently, or how do you really build up traction on that channel?
So it's you really have to look at everything from where you want to focus. So it's not feasible necessarily to focus across North America. I think it becomes very, very expensive. So what we try to do is obviously leverage social media. We work with influencers. We don't pay them. That's one of my sort of crossing the line because I want the person to actually use the product, agree with the product, and see the performance of it, and then talk about it. We do provide products for free, of course, but we do not do paid influencers. We do paid ads on social media. And then we get a lot of feedback from customers and customers who have tried our products. They send us videos and we just share the video on our social platform. And just, it's I think that speaks more that speaks volume compared to having somebody paid to do it. So
100%, yeah. That's the best way to do it, yeah.
And it's also, when they come on our website, it's an incentive for them to sign up. We offer coupons and discounts and really get part of the email sort of list.
Awesome. So obviously now we're about halfway into 2024. So for this year to be successful for you, what are some of your biggest goals for 2024?
So I would say there's a couple of goals. I always look at everything from a short-term and a long-term perspective. So short-term, I would say definitely expand into the US. That is our short-term and a long-term. But short-term, it's really growing our stores, getting into retail more and growing that really well, and including in Canada. It's also long term, not to say it's only short term, but long term is really building a brand name. And we want to be the top brand for eco products. Again, going back to, the fact that we want to be the brand that when people think of high quality, affordability, plant-based, sustainable brand, that's we want people to think of us and want our products. So that's always a long-term underlying tone for everything that we do.
Hey y'all, it's Dan Melnick, the CEO of Zing, and I wanted to share a special offer for all of our listeners. Right now, if you need software development services, we'll give you 2 weeks of a free trial. Do you need to update your website? Do you want to build a mobile app? Do you want to update something that you've been working on for a long time? We've worked in a high-level technology like AI, machine learning, blockchain. So shoot me a text, 817-874-2208. Thank you.
For sure. So in 2024, many companies are using high-level technology like AI. So do you guys currently use AI? And if not, where do you think they can maybe add value to your business?
Great question, because I think everyone has to learn how to use AI. I mean, there is so much value that AI offers, and I think we're just at the tip of the iceberg with AI. I think that there is a tremendous amount that is going to expand in that world, but also as a user of AI, learning how to use a technology. So for us, I would say we do everything from like planning our social media calendar, some of our content, just getting ideas from AI. Also, things of like, if I don't have an answer for whatever it is that I'm looking for, I go on ChatGPT and sort of see what answers are coming up with. Or we also use another AI for our social media ads. And the engagement rate has definitely increased significantly from just us doing it. So that's been always, that's something that's a very positive thing for us.
What about AI for customer service? Is that something that you've used or thought about?
Yeah, I mean, we did have a bot, a chat bot on our website. And I don't think it really added the value as I would hope it would have. So in that sense, I think for AI direct to consumer, it might not, I don't know what that world is going to look like down the road. I know that there are quite a few AIs where they could be your assistants, especially for sales calls. And that is something maybe down the road that we could leverage. But as of this point, AI is more, we use AI technology more internally versus for external purposes.
Makes sense. So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this business?
Boy, I would say the biggest advice is, you're always going to have challenges and you're going to have the typical challenges of any startup and any entrepreneur, from product development to customer retention, financing. Those are all the very typical things, how to grow the business. I would say the biggest advice I could give another entrepreneur, especially starting off, is be aware of your mindset. Your mindset will really, really make an impact on how and well you are able to manage and grow your company and grow as an entrepreneur.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that's really good advice. I think it's important to be persistent and not give up, but it's also important to learn from mistakes that you're making. Something's not working, iterating quickly so you can really understand, okay, like this is not working, but what do I have to do to make it work? Because I need to make it work, right? I need to get the customer retention. I need to make the product as high level as possible to have all the features and work properly, right? So it's always important to listen to your customers and have those conversations.
Absolutely. And I think the key is also knowing you cannot attach yourself to your product. And even though that we, especially when you create a product, you're very attached to the product, you cannot be attached to the product because it won't let you pivot and grow and make, you're going to make mistakes. But the key is to learn from those mistakes and really pivot to the next level and keep pivoting until you get to your goal, whatever that goal is.
100%. So if we're going to have this conversation again, in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
I think there's a tremendous amount of growth opportunity that we have. The product The goal for the product itself or the product line is to grow the line that's from just focusing on laundry, going into bath and other household cleaners. So on the product side, it's expanding our SKUs, it's expanding the product line. On the growth of the business, it's really like building the brand name, expanding into more retailers, continuously having customer retention be like a very strong component of our growth. I think that's key. But again, it's going to be a year from now, I would say the goal is, and we have a lot of opportunity that is in front of us right now, really to take advantage of that, really to work those opportunities and really grow as a business.
Awesome. So, if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact.
Sure. I mean, for our company, it's lumera.com. That's where all our products are. And again, that if they choose to buy it in store, they could always look at our store locator and so forth. Otherwise, we do sell directly to consumers. If they want to connect with me personally, I'm always on LinkedIn under Luthra. Always happy to help other entrepreneurs. I think that that's the key to the journey is that it's not a silo. It really is a community. So always ha happy to help.
Awesome. Well, we're rooting for you, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.